Hello, Vivian Joy here, your deep structure mindset and business coach. I just had a lovely session with a client, and it was lovely because she finally saw what was going on for her. She finally saw what she was doing. She's a ridiculously talented woman, and a lot of the women I coach are. They're very good at what they do. They're also really good at making excuses for why they can't do things. And so very often I spend time listening to all of the reasons, false objections that feel really, really real to people. Because of course, false evidence appearing real is the acronym that spells fear. And so fear is the biggest thing. Fear fucks everything. Sorry, I do drop an F-bomb every now and then. So if you don't like that, you'll probably leave whatever you're watching here. But fear does fuck everything. And this lovely lady, it was messing her up. It was messing up a beautiful program she could have provided to people who really needed it. Like, of all the people I've ever coached, this is one that these people needed. And I heard lots of things that were basically avoiding her selling. And I don't mean hard selling. No one wants to do that. I mean, actually selling. Actually having money coming into her business. And I know that sounds absurd. And if you are listening to this and that isn't your issue, you'll be like, what? I want money. I can imagine it flowing beautifully into my business bank account, into my hand, out to paying for holidays. And you will not have that as an issue. But if you have got that as an issue, it'll give you a little tug in the little mindset where you go, oh, maybe, just maybe this is my issue. It was almost like she was resistant to earning money. So yeah, we had a little dive into that to understand some of the money mindset stuff and what earning money and having that self-sufficiency, that, you know, residual income, this recurring income would mean in her life. And actually, when we looked at it, it was quite a big deal. So we understood immediately why she was resistant to this. It would have changed her relationship with herself, actually, her relationship with her partner, with some of her family, would have meant that she was different. And actually, not a lot of us like to be different. Although we want to stand out and feel special, we like to belong and fit in. Very much Tony Robbins. So if you followed him, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So I want you to have a think about selling. And I mean, promoting, marketing, all of it, because in your head, it all goes together. Even though as a coach, and I coach, you know, hundreds and hundreds of business owners, the marketing process, the sales process, the structures of them are all quite different. Your head, it's all the same thing. It's kind of anything that isn't accounts or delivering the thing, you'll think of sales and marketing. And so what are you doing to actively avoid it? Are you stopping yourself from creating online programs or publishing courses or putting your prices up or even closing sales? I remember years ago that I seemed to actively avoid following up leads. So I'd go and meet people at networking events and then I wouldn't ring them back, even if during the meeting they had expressed a really explicit interest in what I was doing. I didn't ring them and I realized I had a fear of rejection. So this was actually 10 years ago, just looking at the date. 10 years ago, fear of rejection. Fear of rejection is strong because we want to belong, remember? We want to fit in and belong. So if this is going on for you, we need to help you understand it, accept it, get over it, let it go, reset it so that you can actually feel confident in what you're doing, so confident in what you're doing that you have to get out there and talk about it. And you have to generate leads. You have to generate sales because those sales are not about sales, really. They're about helping people to achieve what they need to. And you have got the skill to help them. So if any of this is resonating with you and you think, yes, Vivian, that's me. I'm so in my own way with this. I am stuck. Or somebody said to me yesterday, stuck as fuck. That was what one of my clients came to me. She'd worked with another coach, actually, who'd given her loads and loads and loads of ideas of how to do things. And yet she was stuck. And all that was happening is more ideas of how to do things was making her even more stuck and overwhelmed. So if this is you, come and have a chat with me. We'll unstick you so you can get on with it and put into practice probably all the things you've learned and all the things you know would probably work. Look forward to speaking to you. You can book a 15-minute private conversation with me on the phone, like good old-fashioned phone call, and we can have a good old chat and I can help you understand how you can put this right for yourself and what's been going on. Look forward to it.